Welcome to Daily Wonder.
5 minutes, one tiny mystery, and something new to wonder about.
Guy, I heard NASA has a tiny fridge in space that makes weird stuff. Is that real?
Pretty much. It is not for snacks, though. It is a small science lab on the International Space Station.
No space sandwiches? Aww. So what does it do?
It cools tiny atoms until they are almost as cold as anything can ever get.
Colder than ice cream?
Much colder. Colder than ice, colder than the coldest freezer. Almost as cold as the coldest temperature possible.
Brr! Why would scientists do that to atoms?
Because when atoms get super, super cold, they stop acting like tiny bouncing balls.
Wait! Atoms bounce!
They move around all the time. Heat is part of that motion. When atoms get colder, they move less.
So the atoms get sleepy?
That is a fun way to picture it. And when they get cold enough, many atoms can act like one big wave.
One big wave? Like a tiny atom ocean?
Yes, kind of. Scientists call that a Bose-Einstein condensate.
Whoa. That name is bigger than my lunchbox?
It is a big name for a strange fifth state of matter.
Fifth? I know solid, liquid, and gas. That is only three.
Right. There is also plasma, like in lightning or stars. And this super cold atom wave is another state.
So matter can be hard, wet, floaty, zappy, or wavy.
That is a very kid-friendly way to say it.
But why do this in space? Can't NASA just use a really good freezer on Earth?
On Earth, gravity pulls everything down. On the space station, things float much more freely.
So the atom wave gets to float around and do its thing?
Exactly. In space, scientists can watch the cold atom clouds spread out for longer.
What did NASA change in the lab?
They sent new upgrades to the space station in April 2026. The upgrades help hold the atom cloud, make better atoms for testing, and measure them better.
Hold the atom cloud? Like a space jar?
Not a glass jar. The lab uses special tools, including magnets and lasers, to control the atoms.
Lasers! Now this sounds like a superhero fridge!
A superhero fridge for science. It works with atoms called rubidium and potassium.
What are scientists hoping to learn?
They want to learn how tiny things behave in the quantum world. That is the strange world of very tiny stuff.
Is that the world where things can act like waves and particles?
Yes. Tiny particles can do things that seem very odd to us. The cold space lab helps scientists study them more clearly.
Could this help astronauts someday?
Maybe. NASA says this kind of science could help with very exact tools for time, motion, gravity, and space travel.
Like helping astronauts find their way on the moon without GPS?
That is one idea. It could also help make very careful maps of Earth's gravity.
So, tiny cold atoms in space might help us understand the universe and build better tools?
That is the big idea. A tiny lab, very cold atoms, and a big space mystery.
I still want to call it the superhero space fridge.
Honestly, Mindy, I think the atoms would approve.
was today's Daily Wonder.
Keep wondering, and we'll see you next time.